First intermission here on Friday night, and that can mean only one thing. It is time for this edition of the Picks from the Park and the final edition of the Picks from the Park for the first half of the 2019-20 season. And last week, very grateful that you chose the Yellow Jackets, very grateful that they were able to pick up the win and break that little streak you've had over the first couple of years of this segment that we've done. Unfortunately, the only win for you last week, and you're heading into this one at an even 500.
You know, not necessarily where I want to be, but I hope to improve this week and in the future.
All right, so where do you want to begin?
All right, let's start in Division III hockey.
Okay.
Wisconsin-Eau Claire at Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Wisconsin-Eau Claire has a great offense. You know, they've been putting up a lot of points. John Richards has been playing really well. So does Jack Bresser. You know, just an overall really good offense. Stevens Point, also another team with a solid offense. Luke McElhinney is playing really, really well. Zach, Ryan McKellar also are playing very well right now. Eau Claire's defense is incredible. They don't let many goals in. Zach Diamond is an outstanding goalie. .950 save percentage. He's undefeated. You know, he's a really, really strong goalie. Stevens Point struggling a bit on defense. They've been having a lot of trouble in net this season. And I think that that is sort of the weak spot of the team right now. And I think that Eau Claire will be able to take advantage of that. And I think that Eau Claire will win the game.
Yeah, UW-Eau Claire is the number one team in the country for a reason. They're good top to bottom, front to back, inside out. They are a good hockey team. We had an opportunity to see them earlier this year and lost to them in overtime. Very, very solid hockey club that Matt Loewen has at Eau Claire. Stevens Point, the defending national champions, they went unbeaten last year, and they've got six losses already this year, and I think he hit the nail on the head. They've been struggling with goaltending. They lost their goalie to a Division I school in August, so they were kind of handcuffed a little bit. They've had some injuries. They've been giving up some goals, so it's been a tough go for the Pointers here, but you know, I don't even if they were at full capacity, I'm not sure they could beat Eau Claire. That team is that good.
Yeah, Eau Claire's really good. Next up, we've got Division I, Penn State at Notre Dame. Penn State is the best scoring team in Division I so far. They average 4.29 goals per game, and they're just really, really strong on offense. You know, they score a lot of goals every game. They have the highest scoring player in D1, Nate Soucessy, I think is how you pronounce it, and a lot of other great players. Notre Dame is a solid offense. A lot of guys putting up good numbers, but, you know, so far Penn State has the edge on offense. They've just been really, really good. Penn State have a really good defense as well. Peyton Jones is a great goalie. Notre Dame, you know, they've been struggling a little bit on defense, just as Stevens Point has been. They've been struggling a little bit in goal. And I think that the winner of this game will be Penn State on the road.
It's kind of interesting, too, because the hallmark of a Jeff Jackson team, the head coach from Notre Dame, is really strong defensive play. And for years and years since he's been there, you could rely on them having really good goaltending and making it really difficult for teams to score goals. And they've struggled a little bit with that this year. Not a good recipe for success against a team that is as dynamic offensively as Penn State is. They put up goals unlike any other team in Division I. It's been a while since we've seen a team with that kind of offense. So I think it's going to be, I agree with you, I think it's going to be a tough one for Notre Dame to shut that offense down.
Yeah, and I just feel like Penn State, just because that offense is so good, they're
yep.
going to win the game.
Yep.
All right, next up we've got NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Edmonton Oilers. The Maple Leafs have a solid offense. Matthews, of course, is outstanding. Tavares, also outstanding. You know, they have a lot of people being very productive. The Oilers have a great offense. Draisaitl and McDavid are scary. They both have played games in the 20s. They've played about 20-something games, and they both have 50-something points on the season. They are playing really, really well. And guys like Neal and Nugent-Hopkins are also really, really great players. Maple Leafs have a solid goalie in Anderson. And their defense, they have a solid defense in general. The Oilers have a great defense. Koskinen and Smith provide a solid goalie duo. They both play similar minutes this season. And just, I feel like this defense on Edmonton is a just very good defense all around. The Maple Leafs have been up and down the season in terms of wins and losses. The Oilers have been a solid team when it comes to record. They're 18-10, first in the Pacific. The winner, I think, will be Edmonton at home.
You know, Toronto, they struggled a lot until they fired head coach Mike Babcock. They've been a completely different team since that happened. I actually saw them in person when we were in Detroit here a couple of weeks ago, and they looked like a completely different team and dominated a really, really bad Detroit team. Edmonton has got to be the biggest surprise in the NHL this season. I had a friend of mine tell me they're going to make the playoffs, and I am going to end up eating crow on that, I think, because I said there's absolutely no way, and I think now there absolutely is a real possibility that this Edmonton team makes it to the playoffs. Connor McDavid's the best player in the world. Leon Draisaitl might be the second best player in the world. You've got both of them on the same team. James Neal is having a renaissance and finding a way to score goals again. I mean, after having an absolutely terrible season in Calgary last year, I love watching the Oilers play. And yeah, it's going to be a heck of a battle between them and Toronto.
Yeah, McDavid and Draisaitl are so, so good this season. You know, I mean, I want to say they're carrying the team, but there's just so many other players on this team.
No, it's completely okay to say they're carrying the team. It is absolutely okay to say they're carrying the team because they are.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
They're scoring a lot.
They really are. Yep, you're exactly right. So we're going to go with Edmonton over Toronto in the NHL, Penn State over Notre Dame in Division 1, and Eau Claire over Stevens Point in Division 3.
Yep.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll see how all this shakes out, and we'll talk to you after Christmas, because we're off for a couple weeks now, so after Christmas, we'll do the next go-round.
All righty, talk to you later.
We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more of our first intermission right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.